the Hidden Know Dog Days of Podcasting 2013. It is August 21st. That would make it the 23rd episode in the series. Hey everybody, how's it going? So, I guess we kind of start off the show now with project updates. Not so great today. Spent a little bit of time working at work on breaks, but I get mostly distracted by people trying to get my attention, asking me things, wanting me to work on special projects, even though I'm at my desk, so whatever, work complaints. Basically, didn't have time to write at work. And since I drove today, we didn't carpool with Patty today, I didn't have my usual half an hour to an hour after I clock out to work, write some more, so that didn't happen. As far as my spending time working on projects this evening, I spent that trying to figure out why in the world my Google Drive on my laptop is telling me that it's missing about 30% of the files that are located on my actual Google Drive on my PC and on the website. Not sure why. So I've run Scrivener when I work on certain stories, especially longer ones that I've taken the time to do additional writing on, plot setups, background lore, world building, things like that. I like using Scrivener for that because, well, it makes things a little bit easier, it's a little bit more functional, it's easier to keep it organized. I have debated using Microsoft Office, Microsoft OneNote to try doing that, but haven't gotten around to switching over yet. And I think Scrivener's better at it anyway. That said, I'm used to, having several large files, a lot of small files transferred over when I use Scrivener. That's just kind of the nature of it. It keeps a lot of tiny things here and there. And so, normally I would not work on something that's being synced like this. Unless, I knew it was perfectly fine. And I didn't know, because this thing is trying to sync how many files right now? 2,338. Pretty significant. So, needless to say, I kind of wanted to wait until it was a little bit better off before sitting down to work on it, so I pretty much have been watching the laptop, reviewing stuff for the podcast tomorrow, and not getting as much done as I wish I did. Did a pretty good job in terms of staying off Skype, though. One person I really talked to tonight was Andrew, and we kind of discussed one of his projects, and I don't know if he's going to discuss that anytime in the future. I think it's kind of more of a secret project. It's in the public. You can go to the website. It's based on that we were talking about. But I don't think he's trying to advertise it just yet, so I won't tell you what it is. Let him do that if he wants to. But I guess it comes down to, if you use a laptop and a home computer and you like to keep your stuff on the SkyDrives or Google Drive or Dropbox as much as I do, and you don't regularly have Wi-Fi where you use the laptop, make sure you take the time to sync your laptop more often so you don't go when you're, might have something important you're working on and you want to sync it. It doesn't have to wait in line after 2,000 other files and about 15 gigs. Yeah. Oops. So, So tomorrow's Thursday. It's going to be the fifth episode of Something Ventured, Nothing Gained. I guess I'll talk a little bit about this podcast. So, this is the podcast I'm doing with Christiana Ellis, Jared Axelrod, and Richard Green, a.k.a. Mainframe. We're basically rewatching Venture Brothers, two episodes at a time, commenting on it, different segments we're doing, and it's been a lot of fun. The only thing I worry about is, since we're doing two episodes a show, and Venture Brothers is, the first season's from back in 2004, they're only on the fifth season, so they don't really do a season every year guaranteed, even though they're not canceled. So that kind of means that if we're going two episodes apiece, we might blow through the entire series rather rapidly. I kind of want to talk to them about that tomorrow. We'll see if, we want to slow down once we get to maybe the second or third season. you know, once it starts really getting into the kind of nitty-gritty of what it becomes. It's kind of nice rewatching the first season. I've seen the first season a number of times. Last viewing of it was probably about a year ago. But it's a really fun show, and it definitely matures once it goes into its second season. Its first season's fun. It's a lot of kind of gags, a lot of stuff that doesn't really make sense. A lot of stuff they just did for that episode that they end up using down the road as a kind of to more flesh out the world. And I think it works. So, you should check out that show. I think the only place you can find it right now is Christiana Ellis' website. I'm not sure if we ever want to get an actual Something Ventured website. I think we should. But we'll see. Probably going to wait until we get past the first season, I bet. At least at that point, we know, you know, that this show is going to last this long. Might as well get something in there. Maybe find somebody to do some art for a WordPress theme. I wonder who I know who can draw in a Venture Brothers style. Be kind of cool to have the four of us drawn in that universe. Possibilities. Okay, I am rambling. And one of my cats is demanding I stop podcasting at this point, so I'm going to do that. It's late anyway. So I will see you guys tomorrow. It is almost Thursday. Actually, it's a few minutes into Thursday already as I record this, which means a week from now, Dragon Con. Super excited. And it also means very close to being done with this. You know, okay, wait, so I guess I'm going off to a little topic before I go. Somebody had mentioned that they were going to be sad about this being gone because, you know, I think it was actually on Tabs who said that, about, you know, that they're enjoying listening to this and all that. I personally don't plan on stopping. I may not post daily, but I'm going to try to, actually. I'm going to try to continue to do this as a daily thing. I don't know, I feel like it's helped me. I feel like it's helped made me a bit more honest in terms of, you know, working on projects, being, you know, where I want to be, helping me gain the kind of drive to continue working on projects. I mean, after all, I said at the beginning of this I would post my story and I would get it up on Amazon, and I did. I absolutely did. And I'm already working on another one, and, you know, I'm going to continue to talk about it. I probably need to be more consistent on the time I record this, because this late in the evening is probably not that great of a time, especially since I really should be getting more sleep. And you can hear I'm talking a little bit faster because I'm getting kind of rambly. But I'm definitely going to keep doing this. I know that the Dog Days Podcasting feed is supposed to fizzle after 30 days, but maybe it doesn't need to. Maybe I need to ask Craig, you know, maybe there's some sort of network that can be put together that kind of pulls everybody's feeds. Maybe there's something more that can come out of this than just, you know, 1 month out of the year we do this. I don't know. Just thoughts, just late night rambly thoughts. So, this time I'm going to go. You guys have a lovely evening, and if you're listening to this in the morning, have a great day. It's almost the end of the week, so yay. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.